Robinhood bietet Ihnen Zugang zum US-Aktienmarkt. Sie können Krypto zu niedrigen Kosten kaufen und verkaufen. Alles an einem Ort. Auf Robinhood. Investment- und Kryptowertedienstleistungen für EU-Kunden werden von der Robinhood Europe UAB angeboten, die von der Zentralbank Litauens als Finanzmakler und Kryptowertedienstleister zugelassen ist und deren Aufsicht unterliegt. Termingeschäfte auf US-Aktien und ETF-Token bergen ein erhebliches Risiko und sind nicht für alle Anleger geeignet. Bitte überlegen Sie sich sorgfältig, ob Investments in derartige Finanzinstrumente mit Blick auf Ihre Erfahrung, Risikotoleranz und Finanzlage für Sie geeignet sind. Beachten Sie die geltenden Beschränkungen und Zulassungsvoraussetzungen.
All right, let's do this. How are you, what the fuckers, what the fuck buddies, what the fucksters, what's happening? I'm Mark Maron. This is my podcast, WTF. I should tell you that Jennifer Lawrence is on the show today. The Jennifer Lawrence came by the garage in its last days, and we had a chat about stuff. She's got a new movie coming out, Red Sparrow, opens this Friday, March 2nd. But that was exciting. I thought it was exciting. Talking to Jennifer Lawrence, you can judge for yourself. I may sound a little under the weather. That's because I am indeed under the weather. I don't know how it happened. I was doing good. I thought I had it. I thought I was going to get through it, this flu and cold season. Then I don't know. I don't even know what I got hit with. How you guys doing? Are you all right? Well, I mean, I guess I've been through a lot the last few days, probably less than some and more than others. But if spending 4 to 5 days with your mother is a lot, then put me up there with the, you know, the top tier of having gone through a lot in the last 4 or 5 days. I don't know what it is, man. I do. Of course I do. The last time she was here, the last 2 days she was here, the last day she was here, I got sick. This time I got sick the day before she came. I felt it coming on. And then I just went full. I don't even know. I can't even tell you what it is. This is one of those weird observations that, you know, you get older, things work out for you. And then you still have parents around. And if you don't have grandkids for them to entertain themselves with, what the hell are you going to do? You know, they want to visit. They want to hang out. But they come out and it's what do you want to do? Not whatever you want to do. I don't feel well. I don't want to do anything. Well, then that's fine. That's not what that tone is. That's fine. Maybe this is the reason people have children is so if their parents survive, it gives them something to do and takes them out of the equation. Because at my age, my mom's here. I'm like, I don't know. Haven't we said everything we need to say? Aren't we good? I mean, she actually changed her ticket to leave a day early, and I convinced her not to because I was going to have Sarah the painter take her out to see some painting and some galleries and stuff, and we all ended up going. I ended up taking my mom shopping, bought her a purse. We went out, and I watched her just destroy a pizza, not eat it, but kind of pick it apart, eat the stuff off the top, and leave a pile of the crust of the pizza. And I'm still not well. But, look, I love my mom. I was happy she was here. I guess it worked out pretty good. But I do feel that weird pang of like, did I make a mistake of not having children? Not for me, just for them. The kid thing is just, I love kids. I love sitting there. The other day, I got into it with a kid. Like, if we're out to lunch, I was out to lunch with Sarah the painter, my mother. There's some kid with a little toy bus sitting in his little rolly chair. Next table over, and we're just sort of having a good time. Just looking at him, he's looking at me, he's laughing, I'm making faces. I'm doing what you do if you're that kind of grown up when you see a kid. You just lock into child zone. But does that mean I want him? No, because honestly, after about a minute or two of that, I felt satisfied. I was good. Occasionally, I'd look back over at him just to see if he wasn't looking at me. I might have re-engaged if he was looking at me, but when he wasn't, there was part of me that's sort of like, good, that's done. Now I don't have to lock it. Maybe I should take a little more of my own will back on these things. I didn't want to continue. What are you going to do, just sit there at a table? Yeah, there's definitely a line with strangers, kids, where it's cute and they're happy you like the kid and the kid's socializing, but then I think it gets to a point where it's sort of like, all right, I think that's good. Okay. All right. The thing, I guess what I'm trying to say is that I think my mother would be happier if she had kids to visit, grandkids. I'm not unhappy that I don't have grandkids, but I think in retrospect, it would have saved me some a day or two of aggravation and frustration and tension if I had a grandkid for her to play with, as opposed to just sit around with me wondering what we should do with our time. There were some emails in response to my emails. One email said that I was right in the pronunciation of Pedro Almodovar's name. I think he sent a clip because a woman had written me and saying that I did a lot of things wrong, and that was one of them. But I think it's Almodovar. It's the V is sort of the B, B. It's Spanish. And I think it's Almodovar. But I was closer than what she had said. So she said I was wrong. And I'm not. I'm not as wrong. The other email. Subject line, nunnery meaning depends on context. Thoughts on truth. That's the subject line. Mark, M-A-R-K. Longtime listener, I really enjoy the podcast. This email is too long for its very inconsequential clarification of something you said, but given your literature background, I thought you'd want to know ... The tone of this guy. You know, the tone of people that are about to correct you righteously is always exciting, isn't it? It kind of sends a little fucking squirt of negative juice up your spine. I was listening to the Maniscalco Graham episode and heard you say, get thee to a nunnery, after Heather said that her dad told her that he'd have liked to have sent her to a convent or a Catholic school. In the context of that specific phrase from Hamlet, a nunnery is a whorehouse, not a convent, school, or a place for pure women. I love your breadth of knowledge. It's refreshing. With your consistency of thought and not presenting falsehoods, you have become an authority. Quote unquote authority, not just an articulate and funny guy. Perhaps that's why Obama and many others who have important ideas to share have taken the time to be recorded with you? Question mark. While no one can know everything, it is shameful and dangerous for people who are in positions of authority and power to make up their own truths and ignore or obfuscate science and the scientific method in favor of passing off falsehoods as truths in order to suit their ideological needs and agendas. What the fuck? That was a bit of a projection. Yeah, I didn't read Hamlet and I didn't study Hamlet and I didn't even know that nunnery was slang for a whorehouse till I Google searched it. I appreciate you contextualizing my misuse of that quote properly, though nunnery is still a nunnery and nunnery was and I guess maybe still is a slang for a whorehouse, and I understand that's the way it was meant in that play. But for God's sakes, don't project all that shit onto me. What, are you out of your fucking mind? I'm no authority of anything. Maybe you should go back all the way back. Start correcting everything that I fucked up. Ugh. What authority? Don't project that. I understand. I got the same problem with what's going on in the world, pal. But I ain't it. You got that? It ain't me. Okay, so I was excited to talk to Jennifer Lawrence, and I think she's a great actress, and I think she's a great movie star. And recently she, you know, people just can't leave her alone, and it kind of stinks. It's amazing how galvanizing one way or the other, you know, women who are talented and attractive and deliver the goods in their chosen profession, how that just galvanizes assholes and galvanizes the other, the opposite of assholes. But boy, man, asshole galvanizer. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with people? Just let her act and do her thing and say what she wants. Jesus Christ. Anyway, she's here. Jennifer Lawrence is here. Her movie, her new film, Red Sparrow, opens this Friday, March 2nd. This is me and Jennifer Lawrence here in the garage.
Robinhood bietet Ihnen Zugang zum US-Aktienmarkt. Sie können Krypto zu niedrigen Kosten kaufen und verkaufen. Alles an einem Ort. Auf Robinhood. Investment- und Kryptowertedienstleistungen für EU-Kunden werden von der Robinhood Europe UAB angeboten, die von der Zentralbank Litauens als Finanzmakler und Kryptowertedienstleister zugelassen ist und deren Aufsicht unterliegt. Termingeschäfte auf US-Aktien und ETF-Token bergen ein erhebliches Risiko und sind nicht für alle Anleger geeignet. Bitte überlegen Sie sich sorgfältig, ob Investments in derartige Finanzinstrumente mit Blick auf Ihre Erfahrung, Risikotoleranz und Finanzlage für Sie geeignet sind. Beachten Sie die geltenden Beschränkungen und Zulassungsvoraussetzungen.
Garage.
I have no other way of explaining, but my I'm honestly like a ballistic missile right now.
And like,
just don't ask me about anybody I don't like. Don't ask me.
What are you? You're teasing me. This is like you're just setting me up. This is like the easiest. And you got a hammer. I'm glad I have everything you need.
Yeah.
Glass, marble.
I lost this.
So, I showed you my empty house.
Yes.
And you don't want to buy it.
No, not at all. But
it's a nice,
very charming that you
It'd be a nice
there.
Getaway in Highland yeah. Park. You could hide here.
Yeah, totally.
Where do you live? In fancy area?
Yeah, I live up in a big mansion up in Beverly Hills, obviously.
By yourself in a big mansion?
Yeah.
Do you have servants and people?
One guy. One servant.
One person who lives there all the time.
Horrible. No. Nobody lives there. Just me and my dog Pippi.
But you have somebody come over and do things.
Yeah.
You have an assistant. You're full Hollywood, right?
I'm full Hollywood, yeah.
Like, did you
have fully staffed?
Did you put your own makeup on this morning?
I did.
Oh, it looks very good.
Yeah. I'm not like that.
Not that bad.
Yeah, I just have a security guard outside and didn't drive myself.
But he's not.
But other than that, I'm totally normal.
But he's not your regular guy.
No, I don't know who that guy is.
Yeah,
he could be a murderer.
Right, he was just here. Right, he's here. He said he was a security guard.
Yeah.
I believed him, but you don't know him?
I don't know him.
Should we call the authorities? No, he said he works for the film movie company.
Why don't I just start screaming and let's see what he does?
Let's not do that because either way, I'm going to have to explain something.
Yeah, not in this climate.
No, exactly. I don't need that. All right, so here we are. So what did you learn about... I don't know. I
already know the answer to your question.
Go ahead.
Nothing.
No, like I didn't. I got a screener of the movie last minute, the new one, and we don't. I don't need to go into it
because you didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it. I didn't.
We don't need to go into it because I don't know what to ask.
It's better if I don't watch it because then you can. Then I don't spoil.
No,
things.
No, I don't. I don't even need to talk about it. Really,
I know you don't, but I want to know.
No, like once. I need to talk about it. I need people to.
Well,
go see it.
We'll just mention it. But like when I looked at what it was about, I was curious about the Russia thing. Did you do any research? Did you learn anything about Russia? Did you speak in a Russian accent? Did you go to Russia?
I didn't do any of those things except I think I learned a Russian accent, but the.
Really?
Yeah, but the people will say whether or not.
Well, Russians are going to be like, no, she didn't get it.
Yeah. No, I'm sure it's terrible.
But how'd you do that? Did you get a coach to train you in Russian?
Yeah, I got a dialect coach. And then I was having this like really pompous conversation with another actor about accents. And I was just like, you know, like to me, like everything's like really lyrical. And I was like, wouldn't it be hilarious if like the movie comes out and I just get obliterated?
Might happen, might not.
Yeah, it might. I don't know.
But you had to do the accent.
I did the accent. Yeah, but I didn't stay in the accent while I was on set, which I think if I ever do an accent again, you know what? No,
what?
I can't talk
be that
to
person?
People.
You can't?
I can't.
No?
I can't like talk to the camera guys like in Russian accent. Like, no.
Well, I work with Alison Brie who has to turn on Russian accent on for Glow for her wrestling character.
Oh, yeah.
So
does she stay?
No, of course not.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
I mean, she's supposed to. I don't even think it has
I'm
to be
so
a good one.
I'm so happy you said that. I would have felt like such an asshole.
No, but I mean, how much can you? Are you one of those people that generally commits like that?
I don't commit to anything.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah,
that's good. But so you didn't learn anything about Russia?
No, not really.
Good for you. But you're from Russia. You're from Russia?
In the movie, I'm from. I'm a Russian prima ballerina.
Yeah,
which is hilarious. And then I'm injured and I get drafted into this program that still exists in the SVR. It existed in the United States for a while until I think the 90s. But these young recruits are trained in the art of sexual manipulation. And
how was that training for you?
It was really fun.
You didn't,
now that I was method.
You had hang of that?
Yeah.
You had some natural instincts for that?
Yeah. I stayed in character for that.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
But that was it? You just learned the background and then the accent and you just did it?
I did like a little bit of ballet. I felt like the whole time, like as soon as I got into like the costume, I just felt like Ace Ventura, like in the fucking combat boots in the mental hospital. Like I'm the most ungraceful person. But I think everything actually worked though, because I watched the movie and I'm a really harsh critic. I personally, I've never seen this movie's really unique.
Yeah.
It's like a dramatic espionage movie, but I've never seen one quite like this. But what do I know? I haven't even seen that movie.
I like that Joel Edgerton guy.
He's great. And everybody's great. I mean, there's Charlotte Rampling and Jeremy Irons.
Oh, wow. Intense.
Yeah. No, sure. It's a legit movie. It's a very good movie.
It's a big movie.
Am I good in it? Who can say? I don't know.
You can't say? How did it feel?
It's okay. I'm naked in the movie, so please go.
You're naked in the movie?
Yeah.
This is the pitch?
Men are going to... This is... Yeah. Was it? I'm naked. There's boobs.
And you agreed to
there's
it.
There's murder. Yeah. I agreed. It would be a much different conversation.
You're naked on purpose.
Yeah. I'm consensually nude. There's murder, espionage. Like, I'm sorry. I'm making sound with it. Whoa! Oh, I dropped it.
It's all right.
It's plastic.
It's a top.
I'm nervous.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know. I've been a fan of yours for a really long time.
What does that mean? You listen to this?
I used to watch your stand up, and then I've been listening to your podcast, and obviously I saw you in Glow, and I don't know. I think you're funny.
I think you're swell.
Thanks.
There's nothing to be nervous about. I mean, you're awfully fidgety. Be up.
I'm really fidgety. I told you I'm like a loaded gun.
You're touching.
Gun right
she came
now.
In. She's touching everything.
I'm sorry.
touching on
the desk.
But that Edgerton guy.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He's so talented. Did you see Black Mass?
With
Johnny Depp, the Whitey Bulger movie?
Yes.
He was really good and creepy in that.
Yeah.
Is he creepy in this or is he nice?
He's really nice.
Yeah.
He's great in the movie. Everybody's great, you know, except me. That's still up in the air.
No, you're going to be good. Even if you don't think you're good, you're going to be good because you're going to light up the screen. You're going to be full of focus and charisma and no one's going to know. They're not even going to pay attention to the accent. It's like the accent was okay, but she was exciting.
Oh, thanks.
You're like my
dance mom. Thank you so much.
I had Aronofsky in here.
Oh, did you?
You didn't listen to that one.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
But I didn't know he did it. I can't believe he didn't tell me. Darren.
Why didn't he tell you?
I don't know.
He's probably mad.
No, he's not.
Maybe. Because I didn't see... He came in here. I didn't see Mother. I hadn't seen it.
Oh.
And I tried to see it, and he's sort of offended.
You tried to see it? That's highly offensive. Just say you either saw it or you didn't. Now I know why he was mad.
I'm mad, too. He didn't act mad. I got like halfway through it, and it was... No, but there was a lot to handle. But I wasn't. I was going to finish
it. I'm going to text him.
I just didn't. I didn't have time to finish it.
I'm going to say.
You're going to ask him if he's mad at me.
I'm going to say about to meet Marc Maron. Thoughts?
No. Yeah. See what he said.
Okay.
I actually have to email him, but I don't know him that well.
Why do you have to email him then?
To tell him I saw the fucking movie.
Oh, well, if you don't like it, then
No, it wasn't a matter. I liked the movie.
Oh, okay.
But I
can't read your tone.
No.
You just have one of those harsh...
I meant to watch it. It took a lot, and I didn't want to halfway watch it. So when he got in here, I hadn't watched it. My cat was missing.
I see.
There was a lot going on.
Okay, why do you have a cat?
I had three cats.
Why three?
Those are my pets.
Wow, not a dog.
I had dogs growing up. I can't manage a dog.
Right.
You gotta
it's like
walk
having a
dog.
A kid. Yeah, yeah.
You don't have any.
It's much better to have just a sociopathic asshole that doesn't give a shit about you.
I had three of them. You gotta work for it. You know what I mean? It's not that they don't give a shit. They give a shit. They occasionally.
My
give
dad
a shit.
Used to be infuriated by my cat Shadow. He'd be like, he goes to the door like he wants to go out. I open the door. He looks at me like I'm a fucking idiot. Turns around, shows me his asshole, and walks away. And that's just always like encompass cats to me. I was just like, okay. Okay, Dad.
So there was a time where you liked a cat.
I had a cat.
And your dad ruined it.
I don't know if he ruined it so much as like pointed out a very real flaw in their personalities.
Your dad talks like that?
Yeah. And you mean an accent?
Well, yeah. But specifically like you just did him. Was that a good impression of your dad?
Yeah. He's great.
Where is he? Is he still in? Where is he?
I think they're driving. They live in Louisville, Kentucky. They're driving somewhere.
Louisville.
They're driving somewhere to a wedding. I don't know where they're going.
I've been
to
Louisville.
Have you?
Yeah, I think there used to be an improv there, a comedy club or something.
Oh, cool.
I was there briefly. I don't remember much. I mean, okay. Did you grow up there?
There's not too much to remember. It's okay.
Lexington's pretty. Is that close?
Yeah. It's like my brothers went to college there. It's like 30 minutes.
It's a college town.
Yeah.
They had a comedy club too that I wasn't invited back to.
Oh,
years
you weren't.
Ago.
I'm shocked.
I think it was Jesus material.
It seems like you just make friends everywhere you go.
Back then, I was a little more intense, a little more difficult. Like, I was not as sociable. Not as, you know, connected.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little defensive.
Okay.
So, but your whole life, you grew up there?
No, just till I was 14, then I went to New York.
But like Kentucky, like, is your family, do you like them?
Yeah, I actually do. I was having I'm always talking about like old conversations. And what if I'm like really not? What if I don't have any friends and they're all just,
and you're just making them up?
Conversations.
That would fit.
I have an amazing relationship with my family because I was talking to somebody who's like polite with their sibling.
Yeah.
And they were like, it's like, you know, it starts to annoy me after like a few days.
With the
and
politeness?
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, stop the presses. I was like, I just can't imagine ever being in a family where you're not like, get off me, asshole.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. My brother threw a remote at my head.
How many brothers?
I have two older brothers.
Well, how is it not going to be
the same brother
chaos?
Also threw a thermos at my head. You know which one you are.
Yeah.
He disfigured me.
He threw a thermos?
Thermos at my head.
And you're the youngest?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And you had to deal with that? Did they beat up on you too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They beat up. They were pretty. One was like the oldest one.
Yeah.
He was pretty chill.
Yeah.
He taught me how to drive stick.
That's important.
Yeah. But I mean, it's literally never come in handy until this podcast.
Okay.
Until I can be like, did you know that I know how to drive manual?
But the first car I had was manual, but I never got another one.
Right.
You know, I decided when I learned how to drive a car to learn how to drive stick, because how hard is automatic? I might as well have a skill that I can apply to something. Like,
yeah.
Stick is challenging.
It is.
And I burned through a lot of clutches.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Of a truck?
Of a Jeep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You fucked it up.
Yeah.
So that guy, the older guy, was good. The middle guy,
everybody was awful in their own ways. You know,
what business did they end up in?
One's in tech.
Mm.
Another one inherited the family farm, and he runs a children's camp. But yeah, we're all awful in our own ways, and also wonderful in our own ways. I mean, there's a million things they hate about me. They hate how I tell stories. They cannot stand to hear me tell a story.
Yeah,
I think that's probably it. My
sense
of humor.
Like when you start to tell a story, they're like,
they just go, here's an idea, have a point, get to it quicker, asshole. So, but which is good training for me. I really learned to shorten up my stories.
What was the business, the family business?
A farm camp, and my dad owned a construction company.
A farm with animals.
Yeah, horses. And, you know, some goats. Well, you had some pigs, but one of them died. Well, they all three died, but my publicist told me I shouldn't talk about that.
Your publicist told you not to talk about
how the pigs died.
That's
on
the list?
They weren't slaughtered for kill.
Oh, I see. So that's on the list of things you can't talk about or you shouldn't talk about is the death of the pigs?
Do you see this marble?
Yeah. That seems like a very esoteric, weird thing. How did you, get to that in the conversation with publicists of things you might not talk about? It's like, do you keep bringing up the dead pigs?
No, she's just, with me on press tour. She hears, you know, the stories I tell about Kentucky when I get drunk, and she'll just every once in a while be like, not a talk show story.
Not,
you know.
I looked at your Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
It's very thorough.
Really?
Yeah. I don't, I've never seen one so thorough.
Oh.
I've never seen one that thorough of somebody who doesn't have a book out.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of information there. Your publicist must be very on top.
Information? Like, would I like it?
That you're, you sometimes are a pilot of commercial airliners.
Oh.
No kidding. It's not on there.
That's a really dark joke.
It's not. Is it a dark joke?
It's dark.
I just thought of something. I just thought that was the most extreme thing that could be on there that wouldn't be true.
Yeah, no, I just almost died in a plane. So that was super fucked up to bring up. But it's fine.
Is
we
that
can
public
move
information?
It. I think so.
You almost died in a plane?
Yeah, but I talked about it on 60 Minutes. So it'll.
So we don't need to talk about it?
You
already did it? It's already out?
I talked about it. Yeah. You know who I told recently?
Who?
I met Larry David.
You met Larry David?
Yeah.
You told him about the plane?
Yeah. Because he has all sorts of phobias. I have this problem where when I find out what somebody's phobia is, I was asking my friend about loving her child. And I was like, do you worry about them dying every day? And she was like, yeah, of course. Every day you worry. And I was like, that seems a terrible, why would you have a kid?
I feel
and the
same
way.
And
then I went into this documentary about, I can't remember the name of it, but anyway, murder, suicide, toddler dies.
Right. I can't, so I don't have kids. I'm 54, I don't have kids.
Yeah, it's not, too much of the stress.
I'm not married anymore. I have two marriages, no kids.
Yeah.
There's stress involved in everything. I worry about kids I don't have right now.
Same.
Right? So,
yeah.
Are you...
I just have, general anxiety. I don't need to love something that intensely.
I have general anxiety,
that's
too.
That's not gonna...
No, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's not gonna...
Because how are you gonna let them out of the house? How are you gonna let them sleep at night when they're really small?
No.
You're just gonna leave them
in
the crib?
No, I'm not gonna let them have cell phones. What if they're a girl and they get Instagram and then they look at models and they're like, why don't I look like that?
Right. Or even if they don't, they gotta make it through infanthood.
What if they're a douche?
Yeah. Which would probably happen.
What the fuck does that mean? What the hell?
Well, I mean, it seems like
explain yourself.
I'll try. You're intense and excited, and you speak your mind. And in a youngster, that can be a little much.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I agree. I am a loaded gun.
Okay. Well, what are you upset about?
North Korea.
Yeah, that's bad.
No, really am.
Yeah, it's scary. Every day is scary, especially if you have anxiety or disorder.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I check my phone constantly. I'm filled with dread.
You said it perfectly. I don't know what he's going to do next. Sorry.
It's terrible, right? You're making me sweat. Now I'm getting sweaty. Two anxious people.
It is hot in here. Oh, my God. Two general anxiety disorders.
What do you do for your general anxiety?
Nothing, really. I just kind of, you know... Life is anxious. There are I'm never anxious for no reason. If there's nothing to be anxious about, then I'm calm. And then when something comes along, then I get anxious about it. I feel like I'm pretty normal with that.
But your brain doesn't get overwhelmed with dread? You don't go that far? My brain goes like from anxiety to like, oh no, we're all in trouble.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I guess I just feel like that's
normal.
Right?
Yeah. Right?
Is it not?
I don't think so. I think don't you have
How can you not be overwhelmed with dread? That's a lack of intelligence, in my opinion.
Well, okay. Some people would say maybe you should be on medicine.
Well, no, I can't go on brain medicine.
No, I can't either.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people on brain medicine. And
no, they should be on brain medicine. I just, I don't know what brain medicine is, but I can't because of work. I have to be able to just like, you know,
like
go fucking crazy. Yeah.
Right. But I would think some people would argue with the idea that you shouldn't necessarily be filled with dread all the time. But I do, I'm with you though.
I tried TM.
Transcendental?
Yeah, it didn't take.
Yeah, how do you do that?
I can't, no, I sat for like 2 minutes and then I was just like, fuck this.
Yeah, because your brain's going and you like it seems like a waste of time.
Yeah.
Even if you have nothing better to do.
Yeah, I didn't have anything better to do.
But you couldn't sit there.
Yeah, but I couldn't. I was going to jump
out of
my
skin. But did you pay the money for a thing? For the mantra? Or
I have a mantra. Do you want to know what it is?
But then you can't use it anymore. What is it?
It sounds like Sherry Lansing.
What is
it? I'm not going to tell you the exact mantra. There's
but is it based on Sherry Lansing's name?
No, it's not.
Now you have knife.
I do. I found a knife.
So, okay. So you just live with the anxiety.
Yeah. I just deal with it.
Okay. No one got back yet?
Why have you Darren hasn't gotten back.
How's your anxiety handle the fact that he's not getting back to you?
Oh, it's fine.
But you're not really dating anymore, so it doesn't matter.
I'm not. No. We're very friendly exes.
How does that happen?
I'm friends with all my exes, actually.
Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, one, yeah. But no, for the most part, yeah.
Because they want to be or because do you just accept it or are you actually friends?
I have a theory. I think it's because I'm blunt. Yeah. I don't think that you can have any sort of bad relationship with anybody if you're just blunt.
Right.
Everybody always knows how you feel at all times.
Right.
And there's no lying. It's just honesty. And but everybody's a good guy to each other. All my boyfriends have been wonderful. Nick was a
great Did any of them break your heart? Exactly. No. Right.
No, broke other stuff. I didn't mean like that. I meant like confidence.
There's just wreckage, ceramic pieces everywhere, glass.
Yeah.
No broken hearts, though. See, I think that would make a difference.
Okay.
If you were someone.
So
hurt
I have
you.
Something to look forward to.
Well, I think the bluntness is a good way of keeping.
No, I mean, my heart breaks. Yeah. Every time I go through a breakup, it's not like my heart isn't broken. They just never did anything to like devastate me. They were just good people.
Oh. Well, good for
Maybe
you.
That's also the secret. I'm attracted to good people.
Are you?
I am.
All the time?
Yeah, it's really weird.
It is weird.
Yeah.
Because it would seem, I'm projecting though. I would think that maybe there'd be one like lunatic that you were attracted.
I just mouthed to him, oh, there is.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. What about that guy?
he's still alive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, all right. So you started acting like when? How old were you?
I was 14 when I went to New York, but I was like, I didn't really start working until I was like 16. And then I did an indie and was on a sitcom.
I know you've talked about this stuff before, but you didn't get trained or anything. Someone just found you.
Yeah, no, I didn't have any training or anything. But I mean, every time I do a movie, a director is an acting coach. So it's not like I'm, you know, just freewheeling all over the place. But no.
Yeah, because Darren had amazing things to say about you.
Yeah, well, Darren's wonderful.
Yeah.
So I don't, no, I just got like discovered, you know, somebody took a picture of me on in New York, and then I went to modeling agencies, and then they made me do like a cold read for like a cereal commercial. And then by that time, I've always had an ego, and I'm so ambitious that by the time I got done with a cereal like, audition, I was just like, well, I'm going to be a fucking.
That's where it started?
Yeah.
The cereal like, audition?
Well, I'm going to be a movie. I have to be a movie.
But someone just found you and took a picture of you? And
yeah.
Said,
I was watching street dancing in New York.
Really?
I swear to God, I'm not. My whole life isn't based on a lie.
No, I know that, but I just get it.
Just the look on your face. It looks like you're trying to get me to be like, all right,
no,
I admit it. My dad is a chairman.
Of everything.
Yeah.
But it's such an odd story. So we're just
it's
like
crazy.
Walking around like, oh, look at that little girl.
I mean, I hope. Yeah, I mean, not as
different
creepy
tone,
as
different
that.
Tone,
yeah, different tone. Like, oh, look at that little girl.
Wow, she looks like she'd be a movie
star.
Yeah,
yeah, not like as gravelly as you
like,
just did it. Yeah, look
camera.
At that little girl.
Where's my camera?
Yeah. So yeah, that guy in that sweet tone took a picture of me and then boom,
followed
bada
you?
Bing.
You were with your parents or something?
I was with my mom.
Excuse me.
I was with my mom and he was like, excuse me, I'm a scout for modeling, you know, can I have your picture? And I was just like, well, absolutely. Because like my whole life, I thought I was butt ass ugly because that's what my brothers always said to me. So I was like, this will be cool. And then they took my picture and then, you know, and then also like anybody who's been to New York like to visit, like you're just looking for shit to do.
Right.
So we were like, this will be cool. We'll go to like modeling agencies. We
so
didn't
your mom
think
was
anything
on board?
Would come to the meetings. But like as soon as we'd leave, she'd be like, they just want our money. They weren't even asking for money, but she was like, they want something.
Yeah.
And then I just
your daughter.
Talked about it. Yeah, exactly. just her innocence.
Yeah.
And then I just talked about it, you know, nonstop, incessantly. And then I was like, I'm leaving. I'm going.
You're going to Hollywood.
Yeah. Well,
15.
New York. And then I eventually went to LA when I was 16.
And they let you? They let you go by yourself? Or who went with you?
Somebody went with me. This part is hard. So somebody went with me, you know, kind of, but you know, she was gone kind of a lot. And I had this landlord that would try to like unscrew my locks with screwdrivers and be like, why are you not in school? And I'd like call the police.
Really?
Yeah. My brother came out with me, but he was like 18. And we were both like, we're going to die.
You were both in New York. You were 14.
Yeah,
or 15,
I was 14 and my brother was 18.
So your mom and dad sent him up there to watch.
Well, my
over
mom
you?
And dad had to run the camp. And then as soon as the camp was over, my dad came, you know, was like, you have to come back to Kentucky now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had had anxiety my whole life.
Yeah.
And I was better. And, you know, I had all the, you know, I went to like therapy and, you know, whatever. Oh. Like I had like anxiety.
Right.
And I was happy in New York. So for a mom, that was hard for my mom to see. There
in
was
here?
A real difference. And my happiness.
Do you think that it was like a Ritalin effect of all the things going on around you? Like New York?
Honestly, totally. Yeah. That's what New York
right.
is very...
It's calming.
Yeah.
If you're anxious, because it's like it's more anxious than you are.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's a power. It's got so much power to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was calming.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. So when you went to therapist for anxiety, what did they tell you?
I was so young. I don't know. I would just like color and be like, I don't know. I feel dread all the time.
Oh, is it?
Oh, I actually wrote a poem. I wrote a poem about my anxiety.
When you were a little kid?
When I was a little kid. And it was like, you know, like, what if my brothers go to war? What if my dad walks out the door?
Oh, wow. So you're plagued by this forever.
Oh, yeah. I was born with it.
So did it disable your ability? Like, did you have friends when you were a kid?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't.
Like, completely scared of everybody?
Fucking freak.
It didn't completely immobilize you socially.
No, I wasn't immobilized. I'm still not immobilized by it. It's not a big deal. To me, it's just normal. Yeah, that
makes me
But
when you're younger,
anxious.
It stinks.
Of course it does. I got terrible cramps. I have a very emotional stomach, I've learned.
Yeah.
When I was young, I would like get all these like cramps and they were
really?
Unexplainable. It was like too young, you know, for that.
Yeah,
kind of,
for sure.
Those kind of cramps. And like, it was just like anxiety. And then I was on a press tour and I was convinced that I had an ulcer. And then when I didn't have an ulcer, I was like, well, then I have stomach cancer.
Yeah,
because
sure.
the pain
Go
is
right
very
to
real.
Cancer.
And they were like, well, of course.
Yeah.
And
How often do you
and
go to the
I
doctor?
Ended up... two or three times a month.
Good for you.
Yeah.
With different things. Pretty sure you have them.
Well, consistently, my doctor told me he's not testing me for Epstein-Barr anymore. But I finally feel like it took 2 weeks for the Epstein-Barr test to come back. And in those 2 weeks, now I have it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sure, you caught it.
Now I have Epstein-Barr.
You thought yourself into Epstein-Barr.
2 weeks ago when I got tested, I didn't. Now I do.
How could you possibly have Epstein-Barr? You're awake. Your brain's clicking on all cylinders. What would make you think you have Epstein-Barr?
I don't know.
Does it even exist anymore?
It's a tangible disease. It's something, you know, I can grasp it.
Like, it's possible and you can live with it and it seems, you know, it's a little vague.
Yeah, yeah. It's vague enough that, like, why wouldn't I have it?
Sure.
I don't really believe in anything. I just don't know why
if someone full with anxiety, you don't go right to cancer all the time. I do that.
Of course I go to cancer all the time.
Oh. And then doesn't your doctor say, look, you don't have cancer?
Yeah.
So the point is,
I get my white blood cells looked at.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're a little hypochondriac, you know,
I don't know where you're getting that.
I'm just feeling it. So you get stomach problems, you're right, and you thought, and that's how your anxiety manifests itself.
Yeah.
Mine, I can't breathe. Sometimes my neck, sometimes my
back. Oh, the back of your neck burns? Your neck goes
tight,
out.
Tight.
Right.
But the usually it's my chest,
shoulder
my
has
chest.
Been clicking. Which is either fibromyalgia.
You have that too, right? That's like Epstein-Barr. You might as well have both of those.
I might as well. Yeah, it's been clicking and I think it's about to go out. So I guess I'm also having neck problems.
Can I ask you a question?
Please.
So do you think that you developed this this panic and this need for attention?
Wow.
But because your brothers were so like all consuming and like you were feeling left out? Because I try to figure out why do I need attention with this sickness? Like, why do I have to go to doctor? My dad was a doctor and now I go, like, mm-hmm. I used to go to doctors. Like, I'm dying. They're like, no, you don't. And I'm like, oh, do you love me? You know?
Right.
So like,
I heard you talk about your dad to Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, because we were similar in a way.
Yeah.
Bruce was heavy. Yeah. But do you ever try to track the anxiety?
I didn't think of it that way. You could be totally right. I saw it just more as fear. I'm so afraid of being sick that I want to make sure I'm not sick.
Right, but you're afraid of everything,
but yeah, maybe
right?
It was rooted in attention. I mean, we can't look past the fact that I am an actor. You know?
Right,
I
yeah,
mean,
need
that,
the love.
That obviously is some sort of mental illness.
It is a mental illness.
A little bit.
So,
a touch.
But you happy with it?
Yeah. I'm thrilled with where it's gotten me.
But
with the results.
Are you able to go outside and stuff?
Yeah. Everybody's always like, oh my God, it's really not bad. I live a pretty like normal, like it goes in waves. There are some times where like if I have a movie coming out or something, it's a little more intense.
Right.
But I don't know. I can.
You're not being followed?
No.
By paparazzi all the time?
No.
All right. So you're 14, you're in New York and your brother's there and you're just, you don't go to school.
No.
And
it was summer.
Okay, and then you go back. What kind of camp does your dad have?
My mom started it. It's a children's day camp.
Just for regular kids?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, it's not for...
It's for everyone.
No, I get that, but
it's
I mean...
It's for, yeah, everyone.
Okay. Some camps are for special kids.
I know. They can come too.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, everyone.
You're equipped. They're equipped to deal with all kids.
Yes, I think.
So
let me text my brother.
Yeah, get everyone going. No one's responding.
Let me see if Darren responds.
You know, I have no idea why Darren's not responding.
Now you have anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
This whole thing's causing me anxiety.
Meeting somebody. My worst anxiety is social anxiety when I first meet somebody.
Like this?
Yeah, like this kind of scenario, but like, you know, I'm picturing like nighttime, you know, not working.
Right.
Just kind of like anytime I meet somebody, I know that night I'm going to be met with just, oh my God, why did I say that? Yeah, because I'm like an oversharer and then sometimes, every time I overshare, I get anxiety, but then I'm also like, God, that's like so much to like just like unload on somebody.
And then you drink too, right?
Yeah, I drink.
Right. Well, no, I just watched you host a talk show, and it seemed like that
I was drunk?
No, you were very good.
Oh, okay.
But the oversharing seems to get exacerbated when you have a couple cocktails.
Right, of course. Of course. I don't see what that has to do with anything.
What?
Well, I could go back to one of your stand-ups about Scottish people. Alcoholism is a disease, not a lifestyle to defend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You were watching me then?
Yeah. I told you. That's why I was nervous.
All right. So you're in New York and you come out here and you're on Bill Ingvall's show?
Yeah. And then on the hiatus of the Bill Ingvall show, I did a movie called The Poker House.
But like, what was that? Like you did three cameras. So you go right in it?
I think it was five cameras.
Five cameras?
Yeah.
Bill Ingvall's a comic. He tells stories.
Yeah. He's very funny.
And you played his like
I played his
kooky
like,
daughter.
Teenage daughter.
Right. And you were a teenager. You're like 16.
Yeah.
And you're just out here. Do you have no parent?
No. My parents. Sorry. I should go back. So my dad wanted to get us out of New York.
Yeah.
And was like, this is crazy. Come home. My mom defended me and was like, she's happy. you know, I believe in her. And my brothers actually were the ones that came to the rescue, and they said, you went to all of our baseball games. You've kind of been, you know, you went to Florida, which was really far for us then.
For the baseball?
For baseball and like all that kind of stuff. They were like, this is her baseball diamond and you have to support her. Wait, so my parents were like, okay.
Let's just have the emotion of that for a minute, can't we?
That's sweet.
It is sweet. Yeah. I felt it.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Yeah.
But it also plays into my theory about the anxiety.
Why?
It's sort of like they had to be convinced to be there for your good time and supportive of it. As opposed to
my anxiety is telling me that you are telling me that I was faking being happy in New York so that I could continue acting.
What I'm saying is that the brothers knew innately that they got a lot more attention than you.
Oh, maybe. And, I don't know.
And I'm amateur. I'm just.
So am I. I'm actually worse than amateur. I'm like really, really listened to, but so not well trained or controlled.
Just in life?
Just like media. You know, I just need. You know, I tried media training and it was really helpful. I liked it. I was watching
media training.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's just where somebody like tells you what you're doing wrong and
in terms of presenting yourself.
Yeah, just like don't look down so much and. You know,
when was this? Like a month or two ago?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about exactly when, because if I did a really good interview, I want people to think that like it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, but no one's going to say like, oh, she was media trained. Clearly, that's all
you
she's
don't know.
Doing.
I know people. There's a lot of assholes out there.
Oh, I know.
More.
Yeah. Well, for you. Yeah.
No, I just mean period.
In general. Oh, now.
Always.
Always a lot of assholes, yeah. But now there's a lot more people, assholes
who
are proud.
No, full stop. There are a lot of assholes out
period.
There.
Period.
Always have been, always will be. Now there's a period.
Got it. So, your parents, listen
you
to your brothers.
You are so eclectic. You've got so many things in your pocket. There's so many things around the garage. My parents, sorry.
No, go ahead. Tell me.
Do we need to apologize to the listeners? You actually do remind me of Darren in this... do you guys have like a similar birthday or something?
Jews.
Oh, well,
there
you brought
go.
Up Jews,
that
and now I can't
it.
Talk.
That explains it. He's a little more of a like he's more of a professory Jew than I am.
I can see that. Well, you would be like a professor of philosophy, or
right?
Something.
Right.
Yeah,
he's a math Jew. I'm a philosophy Jew.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
then my parents came to LA, so I wasn't alone in LA. My parents were with me.
Right. But so when you come out here, you didn't have any training as an actor.
No.
So you're working on, like, you're doing a sitcom, and then you do the movie, mm-hmm. and then you do Winter's Bone, which was great. That's the one I first saw you in. That's
Winter's
the one
Bone, yeah.
Where everyone was like, who the fuck is that girl?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean
but like in a good way?
No, like at that time, I there was a slight amount of frustration when I was impressed with somebody. What the fuck is that? Where did she come from? Did someone invent her? What is that? How do you know? And I think a lot of people said that.
Oh, thank you.
But isn't that the one that like did it?
Yeah. Yeah. Winter's Bone. And then when I was nominated for Winter's Bone, I ended up getting Hunger Games. So then that pretty much sealed the deal.
You were nominated for an Oscar delivered. For Winter's Bone?
Yes.
That was the first time. And you were like nine.
Yeah.
You're 12, 14, yeah. 16, 19, 20.
I was 18 or 19.
You're 18 or 19.
I couldn't drink alcohol. I could have been 20. Fuck it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty astounding, isn't it?
Thank you.
Well, no.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
it
is. Yeah.
How did you feel
crazy.
When you like you get nominated for an... Who directed that?
Deborah Granick.
All right. Deborah Granick. So she books you because you were in another movie.
No. She hadn't seen any of my movies. Nobody would have seen my movies. She certainly didn't see Billy Bullshit.
There was only the one?
I auditioned, and they were like, she's not the look we're going for.
Right.
Which I took as a compliment.
Right.
And then
what
I went
what was the look?
Back.
Like hillbilly?
A real,
yeah.
You know, the real thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went back, and they were like, you weren't invited. But I went back anyway. And then
what do
they
you mean?
Moved. Like, I just went, when I just went to
you
the-
You wanted the role.
I didn't get the call back, but right. I just went to the place where they were auditioning. And I was like, hello, my name is Johnson.
I was here the other day.
Jenkins,
oh.
Yeah. And tried
made
again.
It up.
Yeah. And then they closed casting in LA, moved to New York. And then I took a red eye to New York, invited myself again to the casting. So I think at this point, they were just frightened.
You don't have an agent at this point?
No, I did. But they were
and
like,
just,
yeah, I mean, if you
want
to go for it. Yeah, I mean, still to this day, my agents are like, I don't know, Jen.
You just kept going.
You're gonna do whatever you want anyway. Just fucking do it.
Yeah. So you kept showing up.
I just kept showing up. Yeah.
And they gave it to you.
Yeah. And then finally, with the red eye, you know, and not sleeping, they were like, "Oh, she's the perfect."
Yeah. Look at the energy.
That's exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I had my 5 o'clock shadow coming in.
You're cranky.
Yeah. Cranky as fuck.
Intense. Wide open because you were tired and punchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. So that was then history is made. But in terms of like how you handle the performance, like I talk to actors now because I do some acting myself, and I really wasn't trained either, except in college a little bit here.
I can tell you
a little here. Thank you very much. But like my question is like, you just innately do the stuff that you do?
I don't know. I mean, it's the character's given to you. It's in writing,
right?
You know,
yeah.
With Red Sparrow, my first initial reaction just from hearing it is like, okay, she's Russian. She's had to be a survivor on a level that me or any of, you know, anybody I know is never going to be able to understand.
Right.
Her entire body belongs to the state.
Right.
I don't know. They give you the character and then, you know, you just feel they're feeling and then, you know, it comes out and pow.
Yeah. And that's it. That's the Lawrence process.
I read there's pow written on his mug. By the way.
Yeah. Pow, I just shit my pants was a slogan.
Oh, does it continue on to say I shit my pants?
I don't do that plug anymore. It was a plug I invented for a coffee sponsor. They didn't
like
it.
Don't ever do this with your facial hair again.
What do you mean?
Okay.
Why? I'm going back to it.
No, I like the full beard.
The full beard?
Yeah.
Oh, from the special?
I
did that for a reason. I did that for acting job.
Oh,
and I
like it.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, this is like, what is that? Is it a mustache? Is it a goatee? Is it a soul patch?
It's both.
It doesn't know
There's
what it wants to be.
A patch and a mustache.
Yeah.
You don't like, no?
No.
Really?
I like the commitment.
Either the full beard, but
yeah.
not.
You live in Highland Park. You got to have a beard.
I'm on my way out, man. I've had beards
before.
You
moving to Brooklyn?
I'm going back. Yeah. I'm going to go back to Brooklyn, get some joppers and a hat. All right. So that's your process. You just feel it.
Yeah.
Now, can we talk about David O. Russell?
Please.
You like that guy?
I love him.
He likes you.
Yeah.
He loves you.
Yeah.
He, you know, you're like, you're his muse of some kind. Yes.
Well, I mean, I can't say that. Yeah.
But, you know, you feel it, right?
Yeah, yeah. We.
Are you doing another movie with him?
Of course. I think maybe in the fall. I don't know.
Really? That quickly?
Yeah, yeah.
What is it? How did that relationship happen where it's like so second nature for you to go, of course, I'll just like do any movie that guy wants me to do?
I don't know. We understand each other. I think he's brilliant.
He's a complicated guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Brilliant people are complicated. That's why I'm so easygoing.
Are you easygoing?
Oh my God, I'm neither.
I'm not
brilliant or easygoing.
You're brilliant, but I don't feel like easygoing. I think you're fun.
I think I would surprise you with how easygoing I am.
What, are you defying me?
No, I'm
not
really.
Yeah, that's like, I'll show you.
How
easygoing I can be.
Yeah.
No, but like he cast you when you were very young, when Silver Linings, right?
Yeah, I turned 21 on the movie. And I don't know, we just really clicked. And I don't know what it is. We have a similar sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
Similar sense of reality.
Uh-huh.
And cinema.
Yeah?
We have those things in common.
Well, it seems like with that movie, like after The Fighter and then Silver Linings, that, you know, he started shooting in a very kind of visceral way. Like, The Silver Linings was all up in, you know, you're in, you know, kookiness.
Uh-huh.
I watched that movie a couple times.
Really?
Yeah, it helps me.
Oh, wow.
Like, I understand, you know, when people are that mentally fragmented, the emotions cannot be helped.
Mm-hmm.
And to reconcile those
is
an amazing thing.
Yeah, the only way out is through.
But he put, you know, he had a lot of faith in you and you guys. What's your working process with him? I have to assume that with every director, and you've worked with a lot of, you know, big directors, that they're molding you somehow in terms of acting.
Mm-hmm.
They guide you somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how did like Russell work with you?
I mean, our process is kind of. I don't want to say private because that makes it sound, but it's like, it's magic. And David doesn't like talking about it because he's like, oh, it's magic. Why do we have to talk about it?
Yeah. I don't think he likes talking, period.
But, I can start feeling, I understand him and whatever he is, even before we ever met, like I watched I Heard Huckabees and I was like, who is that motherfucker?
Who directed
that?
That
is my exact sense of humor.
Right.
Like fucking fireman boots.
Yeah.
Uranium. So I can start understand, you know, when he starts writing something, he's such a beautiful writer and his characters are so, that it immediately clicks even before he's finished writing. And yeah. we talk a lot and
during the writing process.
Yeah. I mean, he's now, writing everything, right. We talk and,
but now after since Silver Linings, he writes with you in mind sometimes.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And then on set, I don't know, it changes for what we need. Sometimes he gets very, he can almost put you in like in a trance. Which actually led to my greatest pun when we forgot to audition a woman to play my mom and he got upset that he didn't put her in a trance and I said, you missed your trance. Anyway.
In which movie?
In Joy. Virginia ended up doing it. She's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
But so that was before we met Virginia. Anyway. And then we go and said he can either do that or he's also like, I grew up like in sports and as I said, this is why I'm friends with ex-boyfriends. Very blunt. I appreciate blunt communication.
Just yeah.
You don't need to walk around me like I'm an emotional landmine and
yeah.
I'm not sensitive. It's not right. gonna like be amazing every
right.
time.
Right.
So he's just like, oh God, that was so bad. Oh, oh God. And I'm like, really that bad, huh? And he's like, yeah. Do one but like with no bullshit. And I understand what that means. Or I'll be like, faster, faster, say this. And I like it. It's really empowering. He really gives me, I feel like when I'm with him, it's like this creative outlet that is going to make me live longer.
Uh-huh.
I don't go to the doctor when I'm on his movie.
So it's like
that.
It's like an active improvisation almost.
Yeah. Almost.
If he's...
But he's coming up with all these characters. Right. And he's never not coming up with the most brilliant characters.
But he'll tell you while you're in the scene
yeah.
to, do it again or do it faster or,
yeah.
Try yeah. this,
Say
try
this.
That. Try
yeah.
And he'll just keep going.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's fun.
How was it working with Bradley? Seems like a solid actor.
He's
guy.
Great. Yeah. yeah. Well, Bradley, yeah. I mean, we work together really well. We should actually do something together again.
Well, you did Joy and with Silver Linings?
And American Hustle.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Russell likes him too, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. He actually just directed a movie and I just saw it and it's fucking phenomenal.
Is it out yet?
He's going to be one of the greats. Like, he's going to be an amazing director.
Direct? Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to direct?
Not anymore.
That's out?
Yeah, I don't, it's really hard.
Really?
And there's just no glory. There's just, if it doesn't suck, then everyone's like, oh, okay, it doesn't suck. And then if it's bad, then your whole life is ruined. I don't know.
Well, this is like what, the fourth or fifth movie you did with Francis Lawrence too, right?
Yeah.
The Hunger Games
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, I repeat a lot of.
Well, they must like working with you.
Well, I hope so, yeah.
And this movie that, did he pick you for Red Sparrow?
He did, yeah.
And this is the first movie that's sort of like, it's not a superhero movie.
Yeah.
It's
adult.
It's your movie.
Yeah.
You're the one.
Yeah.
There's no superstar dude. It's a Jennifer Lawrence movie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's why I really need people to go see it.
Does it make you nervous?
Yeah.
Like, it's all on you.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I just want it, I want it to do well.
Right, and I think people are excited. They always go. They want to experience whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I get more anxiety as I get older. I used to not even think about like when a movie came out. I used to not know genuinely when a movie was
really?
Coming out. Like the day it would open, and I wouldn't even know. I didn't look at numbers. Now I'm like an adult, and I'm like, no, it matters. A movie doesn't do well. That's bad.
But you're gonna be okay.
Thank you.
I mean, like, are you gonna go back? Do you have a craving to do like little tiny movies again?
Yeah.
I mean, because the last few movies have been fucking huge.
Yeah, I know.
I like Joy, too.
Oh, thank you. Like, I wouldn't call Joy huge, would you?
No. But I mean, I don't know. What is... No, it was... I wouldn't call it huge. But I mean, like X-Men, Passengers. Mother was Mother. Yeah. The Red Sparrow. And then you have another X-Men coming out. Those are
oh,
big.
I forgot. There's an X-Men coming out. Yeah. Yeah, everything that I've got set up to do next, I think, is indie.
Yeah.
I'd also like to start a production company and make indies.
When are we doing that?
I don't know.
When are you doing it?
I don't know. Can't
you just call a guy or a friend?
I called the guy. I don't know what else
I need
to
do. The production partner guy?
Yeah.
I thought you were in on this.
I made some phone calls. I had a meeting, but I don't know what else I do.
So let's talk about the Aronofsky thing.
Okay.
But I want to talk about American Hustle. I had to watch that like 4 or 5 times.
Why did you have to watch it 4 or 5 times?
Because I didn't know what the tone was.
Mm.
Okay.
That's a hell of a critique.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Let me try. I tried, I see what you're saying.
Like, is this a comedy? Is this a legit? Like, is this? Am I supposed to buy this?
Right.
Is this? You know, what is he trying to do? A '70s thing? Is there a genre happening? There's only one moment of violence in a movie that should have been filled with violence. It's a very weird thing.
Like, where was the violence? Oh, when he got the bag over his head?
No, when De Niro shoots the guy in the past. That's the only time you see something.
Oh, yeah, he did shoot somebody.
Right, but that's it.
Yeah.
And, like, I kept trying to, like...
You wanted more violence.
No, I just didn't know exactly what was... And with Joy, too, it's like, they're unique movies tonally because you're like, what's happening?
Yeah.
How am I supposed to take this
in? But that's something David finds humor in the reality of real life drama.
No, and yeah. Like, you know, I like him. Like, I like him. Like, that movie was sort of like, is this happening in a real time zone? Is this happening?
Yeah.
Is this real world?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't even have a greenlit script when we started doing that. He was like writing as we were going. It was crazy.
Can you explain
where
those ideas for him come from? Like, if you're part of the creative process, do you know why he was, you know, compelled to make Joy?
I don't know where the ideas come from. I just normally get a middle of the night phone call.
Uh-huh. It's like I got one.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, totally. And then it's like, yeah, let's do it.
She invented a mop. You in?
Yeah. That's how it goes. I don't know where he gets these ideas. I mean, his latest idea now that we might do in the fall, it's just like, he was trying to pitch it to me. It took like 6 hours and I was like, what? And then his latest pitch was like, I was like, fuck. Yeah. Okay.
he tightened it up.
Yeah. He tightened it up. Like, it was like 6 hours and I was like, David, what? Oh my God.
So he actually talked through the entire film with you. Like, the entire concept. You probably helped him out. That's probably why he loves working with you outside of your fun actress and you're great, is that, like, she listens and I can do a whole outline and one phone call.
And he didn't have to type anything.
Yeah. She just receives it. Yeah. She gets it. Yeah. That gives me confidence.
There's just X's over my eyes. I'm like Weekend at Bernie's. Got sunglasses on.
Thank you for your help.
Yeah.
How did Mother happen?
Mother, I've been a fan of Darren's.
Which one's particular?
Well, Pie, was brilliant.
The Wrestler.
Wrestler, I think, Requiem was one of the best films ever made.
Right?
Yeah. So when I heard he wanted to do a movie, wanted to meet with me, I was like, yes. And so he came out to Atlanta because I was shooting Passengers. We met. He told me he hadn't written anything yet. It was just kind of general themes, and he and I are kind of on the same page.
You're on the same page.
The environment. We both believe that climate change is real. So, you know,
that
was big. Yeah.
That's a strong stance.
So he was really like just throwing out these huge themes, and it just seemed just brilliant to me. And the way he wanted to shoot it, like a 3-month rehearsal process. I had never really rehearsed at all. So that was going to be interesting. And I don't know. It just seemed like a bundle of brilliance that I wanted to be on board with. And as a filmmaker, I trusted him.
He pitched it as an environmental movie?
He pitched it as, you know, an allegory.
Right.
For a multitude of things. Because the creation of mankind was the creation of religion, which is the creation of good, you know, war and the difference in languages. And
how long did it take him to pitch the idea that he hadn't written yet to you?
Was 8.5 hours. No, I'm just kidding.
He beat David O. Russell.
No, he flew in, pitched me, left. The whole thing was probably like an hour and a half.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, he's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got big ideas, that guy.
Yeah. I remember I was holding my dog and I shut the door. And when the door shut, I went, Pippi, that's called sexual tension.
That was it?
Yeah. Well, that was it for me. But he didn't. He played hard to get for like 9 months.
9 months?
Yeah. Maybe longer. I don't know.
Wow.
And yeah. Which just killed me.
And how long did it last?
Well, if we count everything, I feel like 2 years.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I have been saying 2 years for so long and he's like, it's been like 6 months. And then I don't know. I think 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in love with him for 2 years.
And then it went away.
Yeah. No, I still love him very much.
But you're not in love with him.
Oh my God. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm oversharing.
Was that a publicist word?
Yeah. It's a media training word.
But when you look at the final product of Mother, what was your when you went? When
I
you
loved saw, it. When I, you saw, I love it. I think it's brilliant.
I do too. I like that's what I was going to tell them.
I'm surprised that they opened it. You know, as big as they did.
Yeah.
I feel like art house release would have been a little more real. You know, we can't expect.
Right.
You know, everybody to be like, did you see that allegory movie? You know, but it is. It's. I think that it's the closest thing to perfect that I've ever seen. And what we thought we were making it was even more beautiful. I mean, the camera has its own language.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really proud of it. I love it.
Yeah, there's nothing like it, that's for sure.
Coming from Razzie-nominated Jennifer Lawrence says... I got nominated for a Razzie.
A Razzie?
Yeah.
What is a Razzie?
It's a Worst Performance of the Year award.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a nominee. It's okay. Jack Nicholson actually got nominated for a Razzie for The Shining, so...
Oh.
So I feel, so you're in good company? I feel okay, yeah.
Like, when somebody asked me, like, after I watched it the first time, because I didn't see it, and the conversation with Darren was limited, because I didn't watch the end. By the time I talked to him, I'd only gotten up to before it got crazy. And he's like, well, you got to watch the end, because that's where everything happens.
And then did you? I can't remember what you said.
I did. I watched it, and I thought about it, and he didn't explain the allegory to me.
Yeah, but apparently everybody did different stuff with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was like, you know, if we don't tell people what it is, then they're not going to see, you know, the beauty behind it. They're not going to know what they're looking at. But he's an artist. And it's like, I made it. Like, you either get it or you don't get it, which, you know, he's correct.
And where were you coming from on that?
I was coming in on, you know, I'm gonna talk about it. Okay.
And
he was like, well, like, you're just gonna, like my agents, you're going to do whatever the fuck you want anyway. So,
well, I mean, my takeaway initially was that it's very difficult to be in a relationship with a creative person.
No, we did not have a difficult...
I'm talking about in the
movie. Oh, in the movie. Oh, like, okay.
My takeaway was, don't marry an artist.
Oh, totally. Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
But then it turns out, it's like, don't marry
Darren
God.
But Darren wasn't anything like that. It was...
No. I wasn't projecting anything
okay.
like that.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying.
I didn't think that had anything to do
with
it.
He's a very clear communicator. He's just like a very good, genuine man.
No, I think that's true. That was my takeaway with him. He wanted to... He was trying to get it all in. It's like a very complicated Bob Dylan song. Like, he wanted to make a Bible. He wanted to have everything in there.
Yeah.
So, like, what happens now? You're going to do the Sparrow movie. You're going to come out. You're going to run around. You're going to act charming on television.
Mm-hmm.
And do those shows.
That's the well thought out plan.
Yeah.
Try to get people to. I mean, I'm not worried about Red Sparrow. We're not even doing that crazy of a press tour because the proof is actually in the. It's a great movie, so yeah. I'm not worried about it. And then when that comes out, I don't know. I mean, I don't really have anything lined up. I'm pretty busy. My head spun off. Last year when Trump got elected, so I kind of threw myself into corruption and politics, super PACs, lobbyists, blah, blah, blah. So
yeah,
I'll
like,
keep myself
what are you
busy
doing?
With
what
that.
How are you helping?
Like, nothing. I'm just... just
you thinking
just,
about it? Thinking about
liberal
me?
Just running
just
around.
Spinning around every day?
Yeah.
We're in trouble?
Yeah.
The sky is falling?
You know, I think I actually might do a tour with Trevor Parker, who's just brilliant. He's a lawyer. He's a Republican, and he was the chairman of the Federal Election Committee, so he's passionate about getting money out of politics as well. So just kind of touring around, just talking to people about corruption, because if we get to a place where we can have a state-by-state vote, then hopefully we can pass anti-corruption legislation, you know, like marijuana and gay marriage, how they pass and not have to go through Congress.
Right. That's the plan.
That's the plan.
Do you ever want to do like stage work?
Never.
Never.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because I'm not like cocky enough to think that I'm like an actor. Like I'm a film actor. I don't think I would be good in a play.
But what if they give you a play that was like perfect for you?
And I'd be like, let's make this into a movie or a miniseries.
So what are you what are you gonna do now? Today, what happens?
I was thinking, like, we could just hang.
Really?
You know?
Get
like,
something to eat? Are you hungry?
Yeah, I am actually hungry.
There's cute places around here.
Yeah, cool. Let's get lunch. And then, you know, I got a fitting. And
you got a fitting?
That's my day. You know, Amy's actually staying in my neighborhood. You should come over.
To over there?
Yeah.
What's she doing staying in your neighborhood?
I don't know. She's renting a house for something. I told you, I don't ask questions.
But she has another house? And
she's working.
Renting?
Well, she lives in New York.
Yeah.
So she's renting a place.
I think she. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So you guys hanging out?
Yeah.
All right. So this was good, right?
Has it been an hour? It's gone by so quickly.
It's been more than.
Should we
an
do?
Hour.
Should we do more in case we want?
Like
I want like
stuff?
Editing power.
Sure. How about let's get into some of the difficult questions. So like, what do you? What's who are you mad at? What's going on? Are you dating anybody?
I'm not, no. Are you?
Yeah.
Cool.
She's a painter.
Oh my God, really?
Seen the paintings?
Have I seen the paintings?
You should see them.
I would love to. Show them
She's
to me.
She's got a big show coming up in London, though.
It's cool.
I don't know if you're going to make that one.
No, I won't make that. Well, actually, I am going to London.
When?
In like a couple weeks, I think. Is that...
For press?
Yeah.
No.
Will the show be going on?
April. No, it starts April 17th. I'm going to be doing a show in London the 16th. You like abstract art?
I was just about to ask if it was abstract because I do like abstract art.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about art. But I like it when I could just look at it and be like,
yeah,
but is it art?
Yeah. How's your mom?
My mom's great. She's cool.
Still got the camp?
No, my brother runs the camp now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The middle brother.
Mm-hmm.
The other one's in tech.
The other one's in tech.
And they're happy about your success?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're happy for me.
Do you have a house in Kentucky?
They don't like want to be actors, which is good for me. I don't have a house in Kentucky. I have a place in New York, in LA.
Yeah?
Yeah, and maybe this, I'll have a house in Highland Park.
Yeah, just like, do you have your checkbook?
I have a black Amex, does that count?
Yeah, I can run it. I have a Square somewhere. I could do it on my phone. It'd be a bargain.
Cool.
Have you done, some actors you need to work with, where you're like, I gotta get that done? Before I get old or they die.
Oh,
anybody? Is there anybody you want to work with that you haven't been able to yet?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, Gary Oldman.
Oh, yeah.
I think Daniel Day-Lewis is retiring, so that ship sailed,
I guess.
Do
you really think he's going to? I don't understand that. He's not old or anything. Is he just exhausted from all the work he puts into a role?
I have no idea.
Did you watch Phantom Thread?
I got through about 3 minutes of it. I put in a good solid 3.
It takes
Oh, my God.
It takes a little longer.
I'm sorry to anybody who loved that movie.
It takes a little longer.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't give that kind of time. It was 3 minutes and I was just like,
oof. That's what I did with Mother and look what happened. I locked in.
Mm-hmm.
It gets...
Okay, I'll try it. I mean, is it just about clothes?
No, it's about two people. It gets like how far...
But is he kind of like a narcissistic sociopath and it's like he's like an artist, so every girl like falls in love with him because he makes her feel bad about herself and like that's the love story? This is purely just my... I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
He gets his.
A little narcissistic.
No, he's
little,
getting and a little OCD.
Yeah. I've been down that road. I know what that's like. I don't need to watch that movie. No, not with Darren. Oh my God, I did not even.
I
have dated people
that
nobody knows about, so that is something to keep in mind.
Ooh, okay, let's. Okay.
No, nobody would know who they are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like before show business, or
no? I can date unfamous people while still being famous,
and they don't talk about it.
I guess not. I like nice people.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you don't know. Maybe
I'm making this whole thing up.
All right, so now we've gotten into the land of fiction. Maybe Darren texted me. Nope.
Let me see. Oh my God! Every time I look at my phone and he hasn't texted, I get your anxiety. Is this live?
Yes, it's going out to millions of people. It doesn't go out to. It's not live.
As I was saying, that's why he's not responding. He's probably listening to it right now and be like,
"No, it's not. It doesn't go out live."
Okay.
What'd you eat for breakfast?
I had 2 sausages. Something that was purple, like maybe purple potatoes and 2 eggs over easy.
Sweet purple potato?
Yeah, maybe.
Those are good.
I had literally never had that food before.
Where'd you eat it?
I have a chef that drops food off and I heat it up.
A lot of people do that. Is that good?
Yeah, it cuts down. I don't have to cook, you know.
You don't like to cook?
I know how to cook.
Yeah.
I don't like to unless I'm like trying to like impress a guy or something.
Oh.
Yeah. And then like as soon as I'm seeing somebody, I'm like, oh my God, I made like roasted chicken and potatoes. And then when I'm single, I'm just like,
bring it over.
Yeah.
Make me something. Bring it over. All right. Well, I don't want the security guy to get nervous. So thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I think this went well.
I think so. Yeah.
You're gonna
when will this air?
I don't know if we're ever going to air it.
Wait, what? What do you mean? It's going to air forever?
I'm kidding. I don't know if I'm not.
There really should be like a timeline on interview, don't you think?
Of course, we're going to air it when the movie. When's the movie coming out?
March 2nd.
So that's probably where we're going to do
like
it.
Like around that. So do you have an embargo or is that just like your choice?
Well, no, I mean, you wanted to do this.
I asked to do this podcast. I've literally never asked to do anything.
But was it suggested to you?
No. I texted my publicist. I can probably find the text, bitch. I texted my publicist and was like, "Can I do Mark Maron's podcast?" And she said, "Sure."
No problem. What'd she say?
This is gonna be months ago. Don't worry about it. This is a fake gesture.
It's fine. I just want to make sure that this was a good experience for you. Did I show up for you?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know why I'm insecure about it.
Yeah, I feel like
now I'm just gonna spiral in anxiety.
Oh, right in front of you.
That's gonna
make me spiral.
Let's.
I feel like everything was fine. We talked about my upbringing. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. I went to New York when I was 14. L.A. Hunger Games, Oscars, we got it. Yeah, David O. Russell.
But was there anything new about it? Is it just stuff you just churned through before? Did we do anything that was like unique to us that we can hold on to?
I mean, other than like our psychosis, not really. But I mean, what? You want me to ask you something?
Yeah.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
17. Well, you?
I was younger than you.
I was a bit of a mess. It was not a great experience.
It wasn't. Nobody's first time was a good experience.
How old were you?
I'm not going to tell you that.
What do you mean? Why? quid pro quo.
I just lured you into a false sense of security, and I apologize for that.
No, I don't. I've said it before. I'm not feeling weird.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't want to.
Like 15? Oof. Yeah.
Oh, boy. So you play the guitar?
I do.
How long have you played the guitar?
Since I was
Do you think you're
11?
Good?
I do.
Like,
okay.
Are you good?
I'm good.
Oh, you know what? You talked about this in your stand-up. Like, you've chosen not to ruin your life, like, ruin the guitar for yourself.
You just recently watched this, my special.
I did recently watch your special, but I've been watching it for years.
No, I believe you. I'm not questioning this. I think we're good.
Okay.
And I appreciate you coming over.
Thank you for having me.
All right, that's me and Jennifer Lawrence. I think I'm going to... That was fun, right? It was good. I enjoyed it. I think I'm going to forego the guitar playing because I'm feeling tired and under the weather. To get tickets to any of my shows at the Ice House in March or my European tour dates in April, go to the tour page at WTFpod.com and get some tickets. All right? All right, I gotta rest. Boomer lives!
Robinhood bietet Ihnen Zugang zum US-Aktienmarkt. Sie können Krypto zu niedrigen Kosten kaufen und verkaufen. Alles an einem Ort. Auf Robinhood. Investment- und Kryptowertedienstleistungen für EU-Kunden werden von der Robinhood Europe UAB angeboten, die von der Zentralbank Litauens als Finanzmakler und Kryptowertedienstleister zugelassen ist und deren Aufsicht unterliegt. Termingeschäfte auf US-Aktien und ETF-Token bergen ein erhebliches Risiko und sind nicht für alle Anleger geeignet. Bitte überlegen Sie sich sorgfältig, ob Investments in derartige Finanzinstrumente mit Blick auf Ihre Erfahrung, Risikotoleranz und Finanzlage für Sie geeignet sind. Beachten Sie die geltenden Beschränkungen und Zulassungsvoraussetzungen.